This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Turkey's parliament is set to vote Thursday on Finland's bid to join NATO. Finland and neighboring Sweden each broke with decades of non-alignment with their applications to join the military alliance after Russia invaded Ukraine last year. Since their accession bids were ratified at a NATO summit in July, NATO member states have gone through their own processes of giving final approval for Finland and Sweden. Hungary gave its approval to Finland on Monday, leaving Turkey, only Turkey, remaining in a process that must be unanimous among current NATO members. Russia's top security agency says a reporter from the Wall Street Journal has been arrested on spying charges. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
Russia's Federal Security Service has said that Evan Gerskovich has been detained in a city in the Ural Mountains while allegedly trying to obtain classified information. Gerskovich is the first reporter for an American news outlet to be arrested on espionage charges in Russia since the Cold War. Gerskovich covers Russia and Ukraine as a correspondent in the Wall Street Journal's Moscow bureau. If convicted, he could face up to 20 years in prison. I'm Karen Chamas.
Experts on nuclear security policy and weapons proliferation were contacted by suspected North Korean hackers posing as journalists from the Voice of America. A report issued by a U.S.-based cybersecurity firm says the online spies were attempting to gather intelligence about the attitude of international officials toward the government of Kim Jong-un. It is the latest known attempt in recent months by the cyber espionage group known as APT-43. A cybersecurity analyst, Gary Fries, told VOA on Wednesday that at least seven journalists from five news organizations were impersonated by someone with APT-43. This is VOA News. Sporadic violence broke out in Kenya Thursday, the third day of opposition demonstrations to protest at the government and the high cost of living. Security was tight, with police and riot gear patrolling the capital, Nairobi, after fierce clashes erupted during similar protests on Monday. On Thursday, dozens of people in the congested Nairobi neighborhoods of Mathare and Kibera engaged police in running battles, throwing rocks and burning tires, while officers responded with tear gas. Deaths are feared after two military helicopters crashed in the southern U.S. state of Kentucky. The AP's Jennifer King.
Well, so now we're home.
Well, he's an 86-year-old.
My apologies. 3 months after leaving for the United States in the final hours of his term, former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro returned home Thursday to re-enter politics. The story from VOA's Richard Green.
Bolsonaro's homecoming could re-energize the opposition, which has been weakened by his self-imposed exile and the widespread backlash to the January 8th riots in the capital, Brasilia. His supporters ransacked the presidential palace, Congress, and the Supreme Court building that day in a failed bid to oust President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, who defeated Bolsonaro in a divisive election last October. But Bolsonaro is facing no less than five Supreme Court investigations that could potentially send him to jail. In addition to his alleged role in inciting the January 8th riots, he is also suspected of trying to illegally import and keep millions of dollars worth of jewelry given to him and his wife by Saudi Arabia in 2019. Richard Green, VOA News, Washington.
Italian news agency ANSA is reporting that Pope Francis spent a peaceful night in the hospital where he's being treated for a respiratory infection. The AP's Nicole Winfield reports Pope Francis is more vulnerable than most because of his age and past medical history.
Well, he's an 86-year-old man. This is the second time that he has been hospitalized in the past 2 years. In 2021, he had 33 centimeters of his large intestine removed. So a lung infection is not something that can be ignored, and that's why I think the Vatican is taking it seriously and had him admitted for treatment.
The Vatican said the 86-year-old pontiff was taken to the hospital Wednesday after experiencing difficulty breathing in recent days. The Vatican says he will be hospitalized for several more days. If you'd like more on these or any of the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com or download our app. Just search for VOA News. From Washington, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.